it wasn't a metaphor, and Jesus isn't a ghost. He really did die and come back to life. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It took me far too long in being a Christian before I realized that A, Jesus' death and resurrection is the climax of the whole Bible, and that B, it's super important for our salvation, that Jesus really did physically die and really did physically come back to life. So let me help you take a little shortcut. Let's figure those two points out together, hopefully a little sooner for you than it took for me. Our devo today is called Did Jesus Really Rise from the Dead? By Jonathan Fuller. In 1 Corinthians 15, 17, Paul writes that if Jesus Christ has not been raised from the dead, then our faith is worthless because we are still in our sins. Jesus' victory over the grave is what secures forgiveness for our sins and guarantees that we will have eternal life with him. So, how can we be certain that Jesus rose from the dead? Here's some of the best evidence for the resurrection. 1. Jesus' followers died for him. After Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, his followers continued to proclaim his resurrection, even in the face of immense persecution and suffering. Church tradition tells us that most of these followers were even killed for what they were proclaiming. Would you suffer and give your life for a lie? How likely do you think it is that multiple people would all suffer and die for the same lie? 2. Hard to convince people were convinced. According to biblical records, people like James, the half-brother of Jesus, and Saul of Tarsus were hardcore skeptics, and in Saul's case, persecutors of the church. Only the resurrection explains their sudden change of heart, which led them to become leaders of the church. 3. If the resurrection was a lie, the disciples did a terrible job. Several details in the resurrection story would be different if the disciples were trying to invent a believable story. For example, they would not have included shameful information about themselves, like abandoning and denying Jesus at his trial. They would not have shared that women found the tomb empty first, because women in the first century were not considered credible witnesses. They would have removed the part about Jesus' suffering as he awaited his betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane to make him more appealing to a culture that valued strength. The Christian faith hinges on the resurrection. And thankfully, we have every reason to be confident in the reliability of the eyewitness accounts of the resurrection that we have recorded in Scripture today. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Why is it important that Jesus actually rose from the dead and that eyewitness accounts of his resurrection are recorded in the Bible? What questions do you have about the resurrection? Who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you look into these? Now, as you and I read in 1 Corinthians 15:20, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 20, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you're ready to take the next step in your daily devotions, then I want to encourage you to sign up for a free subscription to get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you for free. Now, once you have a physical copy in your hand, you can set it aside with the real, actual Bible wherever you do devotions, and that helps you build up to a daily habit to like actually see it. It exists in your physical space. So get your free subscription at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, why we shouldn't be quite so quick to judge Thomas for doubting. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.